All right. Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely. Always exciting to explore these topics.
So today we're tackling something a lot of you have been asking about, emotional intimacy in partnerships.
It's a big one.
Huge. Clearly, you guys value those strong connections, and so do we, which is why we're going to dig deep into how to build that amazing sense of closeness with your partner.
Sounds good.
Our guide for this deep dive is this article called Nurturing Emotional Intimacy in Partnerships. By the end of this, you'll not only know exactly what emotional intimacy is, but you'll also have a ton of practical tips to actually make it happen in your own relationship.
Absolutely. Actionable insights you can use right away.
Love it. Okay, so I think we've all heard the term emotional intimacy thrown around, but what does it actually mean? You know, for those of us in relationships, what are we really talking about here?
Yeah, it's definitely more than just being close to someone.
Right.
It's about feeling truly seen by your partner, understood, and safe. Like, you can be your most authentic self without worrying about being judged.
That safe haven feeling. Is that something that's always there in these emotionally intimate relationships? Or are there times when it's okay to feel a little less secure, do you think?
That's a great question. I think while emotional intimacy does create that foundation of safety and trust, it doesn't mean every single interaction is going to be perfectly harmonious, right?
Sure.
It's more about knowing that even when you disagree or when you're feeling vulnerable, the core of that relationship, it's still strong. So you can express yourselves without being afraid of ruining things.
So it's more about weathering those challenges together, knowing that the foundation is solid.
Exactly. The article uses this really good analogy. They talk about emotional intimacy as the glue that holds the relationship together.
Okay, I like that. But why is it the glue? Why is emotional intimacy so essential for a relationship to actually thrive?
I think it comes down to creating that space where both partners can actually flourish as individuals. Think about it. When you feel emotionally connected, you're more likely to communicate openly, honestly. You can work through conflicts better, support each other's growth. It really impacts every part of the relationship.
Or it's not just about, you know, warm, fuzzy feelings. It's about creating the environment for a truly healthy, fulfilling partnership.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you. So let's get into some specifics here. What are some of the signs that a couple is actually experiencing this deep level of emotional intimacy? What does it look like?
Well, the article highlights open and honest communication.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Sure. Yeah. It feels like we all struggle with that sometimes. So how can couples make sure that their communication is truly nurturing that intimacy?
I think it comes down to the quality of that communication, right? It's about feeling heard, respected, valued when you express yourself. Are you really listening to your partner? Are you trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it? Are you validating their feelings?
All right. So it's deeper than just talking. It's creating that space where both people feel safe to share, you know, without being judged or dismissed.
Exactly. And that ties into another super important part of emotional intimacy, which is trust. It's that deep sense of security that lets you be vulnerable with your partner, knowing that they won't betray you or use your weaknesses against you.
Okay, vulnerability. That's a tough one for a lot of people, but I can see how it deepens that connection. How can couples start building that trust to allow for more vulnerability?
It's a process. It happens gradually, you know, maybe sharing a small fear or insecurity and seeing how your partner reacts. If they respond with kindness, with understanding, it builds a little more trust. So you can open up a little bit more next time.
So it's almost like a muscle, you know, yeah. You got to gradually build up that strength.
Yes. And the article actually gives this really interesting example. They talk about this couple, John and Sarah, who have been married for 20 years, and they've made it a priority to communicate openly throughout their entire relationship, even when it's hard.
Wow, that's encouraging. It shows that these principles can lead to lasting, fulfilling relationships.
Yeah.
Which brings us to another point the article mentioned, the emotional intimacy test.
Yes, it does sound a bit clinical, doesn't it?
It does. But what if we think about it more as a tool, not like an exam you have to pass or fail?
Mm.
What exactly is this test, and how can it actually help couples?
Well, I think about it as a set of questions designed to help couples figure out how strong their emotional connection really is.
So it's like a checkup for your relationship's emotional health.
Exactly. And it can help you pinpoint those specific areas where you might need to focus as a couple. Like, some questions might explore, how comfortable are you expressing your needs? Or how well do you really understand your partner's emotional world? Things like that.
So what are some examples of questions you might find on this test?
Okay, well, it might ask something like, How often do you and your partner actually share your feelings with each other? Or do you feel safe being vulnerable with your partner? You know, questions that encourage you to think about things and really be honest with yourself.
I see. So let's say a couple takes this test and they realize, okay, we need to work on vulnerability, for example. Mm-hmm. How do they actually use those results to make real changes?
That's where the article's strategies for nurturing emotional intimacy come in. And like we talked about before, open communication is so important. It's not just talking. It's about the quality of those conversations.
Yeah. We touched on that earlier. But can we dig a little deeper? What are some actual techniques couples can use to make their communication more effective?
Absolutely. One really helpful technique is active listening. So that means really focusing on what your partner is saying, both their words and their body language. You're not just waiting for your turn to speak. You're really trying to understand their point of view.
That makes sense. But I think sometimes emotions get in the way, right? And it can be hard to really listen. Are there any tools for those tougher conversations, the ones where it's harder to stay calm?
The article mentions using I statements, and I think those can be really helpful. So instead of blaming your partner, you focus on explaining your own feelings. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," you could try saying, "I feel unheard when."
Oh, that's interesting. It kind of shifts the focus away from blame and more toward understanding.
Exactly. And it encourages your partner to do the same. It creates a more empathetic and productive conversation.
Okay, so we've got active listening, I statements, dot what else?
Setting aside specific time for meaningful conversations can also be huge. I mean, in our busy lives, it's so easy to just let communication slip, right?
Oh, yeah.
But scheduling in even 30 minutes a week just to connect without distractions can make such a big difference.
Like a little mini date night, but dedicated to emotional connection.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so besides communication, what are some other strategies for building intimacy?
Well, like we said before, vulnerability is key. But it can be really scary to open up, even to someone you love.
Totally. So how can couples create that safe space for deep sharing?
I think it starts with recognizing that vulnerability is actually a strength, not a weakness. It takes courage to let your guard down and show your true self. And when both partners are willing to do that, it creates an incredible bond.
That's beautiful. But I think a lot of people get stuck on that fear of judgment or rejection. How do you get past that?
It comes back to trust. If you've consistently seen kindness and understanding from your partner, it becomes easier to open up. It's believing that they'll still love you even when you're not perfect.
Right. So starting small, sharing something a little vulnerable, and seeing how they react.
Exactly. And remember, vulnerability is a two-way street. It's not just about sharing your own feelings. It's also about being there for your partner when they open up to you.
Okay. So we've covered communication, vulnerability. Mm-hmm. What else is there?
The article also talks about the importance of expressing appreciation and affection.
And that doesn't have to be these grand gestures, right?
No, not at all.
It's those little everyday things that show your partner you care.
Absolutely. It's about noticing and appreciating the things they do, both big and small. Maybe it's saying thank you for making dinner, or sending a sweet text during the day, or just giving them a hug. Those little gestures go a long way.
Yeah, it's like those tiny acts can really shift the whole emotional landscape of a relationship.
Totally. And it's connected to another really important element, which is quality time. I mean, it seems obvious, but with our busy lives, it's so easy to let it slip.
Oh, tell me about it. Mm-hmm. Between work and family and everything else, it's like, when do you even find time for each other?
Right. And it starts with recognizing that quality time doesn't have to be this big, elaborate thing. It could just be 15 minutes cuddling on the couch after dinner, putting your phones away and actually connecting. The important thing is to be present, engaged with each other.
So prioritizing that connection, even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
Yes. And being intentional about it. Put the distractions away. Maybe put on some music you both love. Even just sit in silence and hold hands. It's creating that space where you can just be together without all the noise of the outside world.
I love that. It's like creating this little bubble of connection, even when life gets crazy. Mm. Now, we talked earlier about John and Sarah, that couple that's been married for 20 years. But the article also mentions another couple, Mark and Emily, and they were having some real struggles with trust and communication. So they actually decided to get professional help to work through those issues.
They did. And it's a great reminder that seeking help is not a sign of limpness. Sometimes we all need a little extra support to get through those rough patches.
And that support can look like so many different things, mm-hmm. right? Therapy, couples counseling, even just talking to a trusted friend or family member.
Exactly. The important thing is to recognize when you need help and be willing to ask for it. It shows that you really care about your relationship.
I love that. Okay, so as we kind of wrap up this section, I think it's really important to emphasize that nurturing emotional intimacy, it's a process. It's not like you do it once and you're done. It's a constant journey.
So true. It's like taking care of a garden. Mm-hmm. You have to water it, give it the right nutrients, weed out the things that are harming it. It's constant work.
Perfect analogy. I love that. It shows that it takes effort.
Yeah.
But the rewards are so worth it.
Okay.
Because so our listener now has a really good grasp of what emotional intimacy is, how to figure out where they're at, and a bunch of strategies to make it even stronger.
Mm.
But what's the one thing we want them to take away from all of this?
I think if there's one thing to remember, it's that emotional intimacy is really the foundation of a happy relationship. You know, it's what allows you to go through those tough times together, celebrate the good times, and grow as individuals and as a couple.
So it's not just about those feel-good moments. It's really the key to building something strong and lasting.
Exactly. And the best part is that we all have the ability to make this happen in our relationships. It's not some magical thing that only some couples have. It's a skill you can learn and develop.
That's so encouraging. So even if you're struggling with this, it's not a lost cause. You can actually take steps to build that connection.
Absolutely. And that brings us to our thought-provoking question for today. The article mentions a bunch of books on relationships, which are great resources, but I want to ask you, our listener, what's one small thing you can do today to start nurturing more emotional intimacy with your partner?
I love that. It's a good reminder that we don't have to wait for the perfect time or make these huge changes. Even small things can make a difference.
Exactly. It could be as simple as sending a heartfelt text saying thank you for something they did, or just taking a few minutes to really listen to them.
It's about moving from just knowing about it to actually doing something, taking that first step.
And remember, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, times when you feel close and times when you feel distant. But it's that commitment to nurturing emotional intimacy that keeps the relationship going.
So well said. I think we've given our listener a lot to think about today. We explored what emotional intimacy really is, how to assess it, and gave you some really concrete strategies for making it stronger.
We did. You've got all the tools you need to start building that deep connection.
It's been such a fascinating deep dive. I always learn so much doing these. It reminds me that even when you think you know something, there's always more to learn and explore.
That's the beauty of it, right? And it's the same with our relationships. Never stop learning, growing, and connecting with your partner on a deeper level.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
So to our amazing listener out there, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into emotional intimacy. Remember, you have the power to create the kind of loving and connected relationship you want. Take action, be open, be vulnerable, and keep nurturing that special bond. Until next time, happy diving.